Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Master Level Marriage Podcast, where we discuss all things marriage and where you can discover the tools that you need to have a strong and healthy relationship. Our host, author, and marriage coach, Dr. Ronnie Gaines, will unpack many facets of a marital relationship as he dives into the dynamics of a marriage. In each episode, you will learn what it takes to succeed in your relationship and win in your marriage. Whether you are in the planning stages or have been married for several years, our desire is to help you grow and enrich your life as a couple and become a success story. Subscribe or follow us and be notified of each episode. Please leave us a review and help us help other couples. For more information, visit www.masterlevelmarriage.com. Thanks for checking us out. Now here's your host, Dr. Ronnie Gaines.
Welcome to the Master Level Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Ronnie Gaines, and I'm so glad that you are here with me on this show today. I want to first say thank you to all of those who are downloading the podcast, listening to the episodes. I hope you're enjoying them, and I'm so grateful for you, so grateful that you are finding time out of your day to listen to these videos or watch them on YouTube. Downloads are coming up, and I appreciate that so much. I know that there's so much information that is out there ready to be recorded, and I can't wait to spend each day with you on each episode. Today, I'm going to talk to you about one of the chapters in the book, BFF, Becoming Your Spouse's Best Friend Again. It's titled Marriage Blueprint. Now, when we think about a blueprint, you know, we think about a home, a building, some kind of structure. And a few years ago, well, it's been quite a few years ago, my wife and I built a home. It's been close to 30 years ago. And we began to look around at other homes and begin to go into these different homes, these different structures of different looks, different models, and we began to see some things that we liked about each one of them. And so we began to just get a compilation of the ideas that we would want in a home. And so we took our idea to an architect. This was back in the day when they didn't use computers. They didn't have these programs to help, you know, give a 3D, a fly through of the house or whatever. It was just on paper where they drafted it. And we went in and sat down with him and we began to share with him exactly what we had in mind, the plan that we had for our new home. We began to lay this out. He took notes. He wrote down what we began to share with him, and then he started the process of drawing this home. Within several weeks, he called and said, come and look and see what the product is so far, and see if there's any changes or anything. So we went and sat down, and he unrolled this blueprint of our home. And it was amazing that when he unrolled that blueprint, it looked almost exactly like what was in our minds and what we had talked about, what we wanted in a home. The front of it and the sides, he drew out everything. He drew out the foundation all the way to digging the footing. Everything was in it. And it displayed exactly the plans that we had in our mind. So what he did, he basically saw something that did not exist, and he began to draw and he began to put together something. He saw the end before he ever started. And I think that is the way that every building is built, all these skyscrapers, these magnificent buildings that you see. Someone dreamed those. Someone saw those as an end product before they ever started construction. And it was like that in our home. Then they took the plans, they laid them out. The builder came in and laid those plans out and began to follow the plan exactly. And he had a finished product. When we saw the house when it was completed. It looked identical to the drawing, and the drawing was almost identical to what was in our mind. So we planned these blueprints. And today I want to talk to you about that marriage blueprint. What does your marriage look like in the future? Have you thought about the latter parts of your marriage before it ever came to be? Did you think about those times? You know, it's if you're young, it's difficult to think about what's it going to look like when you're 50 years old or 60 years old. It's difficult to imagine that far. But some of you that are listening to this, maybe you've been married for quite a few years, and now you're starting to experience those latter years of your life. But you've got a lot of time left. You've got a lot of blueprint to go. You've got a lot of time left. So the idea is to create a plan. If you're in your early stages of the relationship, this is a great time to make a plan, make a blueprint. And when you make that blueprint, then you can carry out and you can adjust it as you go. Not everything's going to turn out exactly the way that you plan, and you make some adjustments. I know when the house that I'm sitting in right now, this room right here, this house, there were some things that we had to change. We had to go in as they were building it. The builder would come to us and he said, this is not going to work just right, just the way that it was designed. And so there's a little tweaking here and there. But for the most part, the plan was there. You follow the plan. If something happens, then you kind of adjust. And that's the way it is in our relationship. That's the way it is in our marriage. But we need to plan. We need to plan ahead. We need to think about we need to think about this. We wouldn't go anywhere without a destination that we were going to attempt to reach. Anytime you set out and you get in your car, there's a destination that you're going to accomplish. You would never leave without a plan. If you were going on a long trip, you would never leave without some kind of plan and detailed driving plan to get there. You know, I know a few years ago, my daughter played softball, and we went to so many softball games week after week after week, hotel after hotel, spending time in these ball games, sitting. We were just talking about this the other day, my wife and I, how we would go out and sit, watch a game, and then there would be hours in between the games, and you would just find a place maybe to go grab something to eat or just have a blanket and lay down on the grass or lay down on the and just try to take a nap or whatever until the next game. And we spent a lot of time traveling, going to all these games, and we enjoyed it. I wouldn't want to do it any differently. We loved going to our kids' sports, and it was fun. In one particular time, we went to a city where they were having an extended softball tournament. And so the first day we went, and usually the first day it's in the evening, so there are not as many ball games. But we went to that evening, and there may have been one or two ball games. And then after it was over, we went and found our hotel and spent the night. And then the next day on a Saturday, we headed back to the ball field. It was crazy because I remember I thought in my mind that I knew exactly where to go. There was no problem. I can get us there. All I got to do is go. I don't even have to have any help. And back in those days, we didn't have our phones where we could have a GPS, something telling us off of our phone where to go. We had what we called a TomTom. Some of you that are older out there remember the TomTom. Well, we had one. I turned it on. My wife insisted that I use the TomTom. And I, you know, as a man, I'm thinking, you know, I know right where to go. So we headed to the ball game. And this TomTom, had a voice, and she would tell me to turn here, turn there, and I got so frustrated because she was telling me the wrong way to go. And I kept arguing with the TomTom, the lady on the TomTom. The computer-generated voice on the TomTom kept telling me to turn, and I was getting so frustrated at this voice, and I was yelling back at the voice, and my wife was saying, you better listen. And I said, this GPS, this TomTom is telling me the wrong way to go. It's not telling me correct. And so I just began to go out on my own. And every little bit that this TomTom would say, reroute. And I'm like, no, we're headed the right direction. And finally, I turned the corner. And when I turned the corner, I looked and I come to a stop sign. And I was in the exact same spot that I was a few minutes ago. I had gone in a complete circle, and I could have swore that I was pulling up right next to the ball field. We couldn't see it. And my wife says, if you would have listened, if I would have been driving, we would have already been there because I would have listened to the TomTom. And so I decided I'm going to turn this thing on and I'm going to listen to it. And so this voice gave me the direction, turn right or whatever it was. We were just we were so close to the ball field that if there would have been no trees, we probably would have we could have seen it. But I listened to the GPS and I turned right. The GPS said turn right. And I'm like, this has got to be wrong. And then a little bit it said turn left. And I'm like, we are going in the opposite direction. And just a few miles, it was real short, just not too far down the road, it said, up ahead, turn into the parking lot. And when we pulled past the trees, there was the ball field. I was so frustrated because I could have swore that thing had us going in the wrong direction. And in my mind, it was wrong and I was right. And how much is this like our relationship that we don't plan like we should and we just go in circles? And I found that every person, every couple, they think they're right. In fact, we wake up every day thinking we're right. And sometimes we're not right, even though our perception may seem to be correct. We're not always right. And this GPS took us right to it. The plan, I punched in the plan. I inputted the plan, but I didn't follow it. And when I figured out that I was going in a circle, I went back to the plan, and the plan took me to the parking lot. The question I want to ask you today is, do you know where your marriage is going? Do you have a plan? You know, some out there that have been married for several years, some of you figured it out. Took you a while, but you figured it out and you got your life kind of in a routine. Everything's going pretty well. You got it all figured out. You got me made some plans and everything's going well. But then there are some, after years of marriage, are still walking around in confusion. They still are wondering how am I going to fix this? What is going on? What am I going to do? It's all about making a plan. You say, well, isn't the plan happily ever after? Well, I think that's what we're shooting for. But happily ever after does not come. It doesn't happen, just happen. Happily ever after is an intentional moments of planning. It's these moments that we are intentional about everything that we do, everything that we plan, everything that we say, what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week, the future. It's making the plan. And I'm going to give you a few things here that I believe that will help you build that marriage blueprint. They're simple. They're very simple. They're common sense, really. But sometimes common sense is not always common practice. and we get sidetracked and we get in our side-by-side life and we don't do the common sense. But I'm going to give you just about four of these today that I believe that will ultimately help you create a plan for your marriage and have a marriage blueprint for the future. And the first one is to create expectations. Sometimes we don't think about this, but each one of us, we have expectations for our relationship. Many times I've seen couples come in for premarital counseling and or premarital coaching, whatever. They don't have any expectations written. They have expectations, but they never talk about them. And one of the things I love to do in a premarital coaching session is I love to bring up expectations that each has for the other. And I found that sometimes it causes tension to rise in the room because I haven't discussed these, but I would rather tension rise in the room when they're in premarital coaching rather than tension rise in the room when they've been married for 3 or 4 years and they find out that that person's not meeting their expectations. And I suggest that, and I recommend that if you are married and you have not talked about expectations, maybe you're 20 years in your marriage, maybe 30, maybe more, and you've never really discussed expectations, it would be time to sit down and have those meaningful conversations and talk about what you expect. What do you expect from your spouse? Sometimes it's through frustration and we just scream it out or we get it in a big fight or a big conflict over what we expect, but we never talk about the expectations. It's just that when the other person is not fulfilling the expectation, we get frustrated and it causes a fight, it causes a conflict because they're not meeting that expectation, but it's never been communicated. And sometimes we think, well, they should just know. But the best way to know is ask or let them know your expectations of them. Who mows the grass? Who takes out the trash? Who washes the dishes? Who vacuums the floor? Who takes care of the financial aspects of the marriage? These are things that sometimes we expect, and our culture has programmed us to believe that certain task in the home is the job of the wife, and certain task in the home is the certain tasks in the home are things that belong to the husband. Culture tries to create and propose how our marriage is supposed to be, but don't bow down to the culture. Create your blueprint for your marriage. The next thing is to create a financial plan. It's great to know where you're going financially. You know, I've dealt with couples before that are having problems spending. There's always the free spirit, and then there's the frugal one that tries to hold the money back and save money, and there's the one that's the free spirit that's the spender. And I've had this with couples that's had a problem with their spending. They've had one in the marriage it's a problem. They're spending, and sometimes we $5 here and $10 here until we have gone over our means. This becomes a problem. It becomes an issue. What do you expect of your spouse in the spending? And one of the things I teach them is this: set a boundary, set a goal for each one of you that says this, that if you are out and you want to spend some money, there is a max that you can spend without asking, as long as it's in the bank. Maybe it's $50, maybe it's $100 or whatever, and say, as long as you don't go over that $100, you don't have to ask, you don't have to call, you don't have to text. If it's in the bank, you can spend this certain amount. If it goes over that, it's a conversation. This is where we are on the same page and we're in this together and not one spending more than the other. The financial plan's huge because money is one of the main reasons, the main causes of conflict in relationship, and one of the main causes of divorce and failure. One of the causes, money. So it's great to have a financial plan, and not just how you spend the money, but what kind of savings are we going to have? What kind of investment are we going to have? One of these days, we're not going to want to work. We would like to spend some time doing some things together. So how is our financial plan? How does it play out? How's our finances? How's our investments? What's it going to look like when we do hit 50 and 60 and 70? Where are we going to be money-wise? What's that going to look like? Sit down and make that plan and follow it. And follow it together. Not just one person investing, not one person saving, and not one person just being the big spender, but both of you sit down together and have this conversation and make a financial plan. Another one is to plan or discuss and plan your life dreams. This is a great time to go on a date night and look across the table and say, what are you dreaming about? What's some life dreams that you have? These are some great times to intimate moments to talk about what are your dreams? What are your hopes? It's creating this marriage blueprint and getting our voice heard and our dreams heard and be able to plan for the future and plan those dream vacations, plan those dream moments, plan those dream times. Many of you out there still have kids in the home, but listen, one day they're not going to be there. And you need to start planning that when the kids are gone, let's have some fun. Let's do some things together. Let's plan our life and talk about our dreams. And if you're young and you don't have children yet, talk about and discuss your plans for your children. How many are you going to have? How many do you want to have? Are you going to have any? I see this as a tension in the room for many couples is when I bring up this about their expectations. Sometimes one of them, you know, they may say, well, I just want to have one or two. And the other one might say, well, I thought we would have five or six. And it becomes tension because they've never talked about their expectations. The expectations may be different, but we need to come to a resolution and come to an agreement that we're going to talk about these things together and come to an agreement that this is where we're going to go. We've talked about it, and this is how we're going to solve it. This is our plans. It really is creating a marriage blueprint. There's many things you can think about. I just shared four with you today. But there's many things you can think about of how you can plan. But if you don't plan, then how do you know where you're going? I know many couples who never plan. And at one time, my wife and I didn't. But how do you know where you're going if you don't have a plan? This is what's so important about this marriage blueprint, is to plan the outcome. And whenever you see the outcome before you see the start, then you can plan the start to fulfill the outcome. Don't just try to get there haphazardly. Marriage is not a happily ever after haphazardly. Oh, you might luck out and have some happy moments, but marriage is more about planning and intentionality than it is just waiting to see what happens. You see, when I was young, I thought that when you got married, everything just worked out. But you got to be intentional. It doesn't just happen. Marriage is intentional moments. So today, I want you to take this to heart. Plan your marriage. Plan ahead. I've got many students that will be listening to this podcast. Some of them, they don't even have boyfriends or girlfriends yet. But they're taking the class, they're taking a marriage class so that they can learn. And I hope that th- through this podcast, I'm able to help some of those and help you. Even if you've been married for quite some time, it's not too late to make a plan. Those of you that are planning to get married in the future, make a plan. Sit down with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, and begin to make a plan. Don't wait and just hope things work out. Hope is not a strategy. A strategy is creating a plan. A plan that will be tweaked, it'll be adjusted, but a plan that will start your journey for your outcome in your marriage. Man, I hope this has been good today. Listen, I'm so grateful that you jump on here with me and be a part of this show. And I'm looking forward to future shows. So if you like what you hear, could you do me a favor? If you like what you hear, could you share this with someone? Share this with someone who is planning to get married, maybe someone who's already married, maybe married for years. Share this with someone. Let them hear the content that you and I are working through. And I just want to say, if you have a question or a comment, please go down below in the notes. Click on that link. Leave me a comment. Send me a message. Let's talk about something that you want to talk about in the future. And I know that through this, we can interact together and we can have so much fun on these shows. And again, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you. If you want to order my book, BFF, Becoming Your Spouse's Best Friend Again, there's a link below you can click on. Go to our website, go to the store, and listen, click on that, get that book, and I promise you, you'll hear some of the things on these podcasts as we go through them, but it'll change your life. I'm going to leave you with this today. Be your best self, live out your full potential, and experience your best marriage. I'll see you on the next show.